This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
Wednesday on Joy, it's taking you back.
I didn't think the country practice song would bring me so much joy, but it really does.
Gives you memories of a simpler time. A simpler place.
Out of the city. Oh my God, we should make it sea change. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation.
I'd be more of a sea change. Or an always greener.
Oh yeah, all right. Well, we've got options. Of course, everyone, it is Country Cousins on Joy, where we touch the lovely Jamie and Stevens Todd and find out what's going on in regional Victoria and beyond. Hello, Damien. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Do you like your country practice intro?
I do. I loved it. It just reminded me of Lorraine Desmond and the whole cast. I miss the country practice. I really do.
Oh, it was wonderful, wasn't it? I mean, but that's not the country that we're talking about today, is it? Because we're talking about the real country for LGBTIQ regional communities in Victoria and beyond, aren't we?
Indeed we are, and first up we're down to Warrnambool.
Ooh, what's happening there?
Down in Warrnambool this evening, we have Queer Beers at the Yellow House Tie.
Is that this evening?
It is this evening.
Oh, that's
down
exciting.
In Port, yeah, down Port Fairy Way. We all love a bit of fairy. 6 PM tonight till whenever. Come on down.
Oh, nice. Nice way to just chill out and hang out and have a bit of fun.
You betcha.
Now, I hear in your hometown of Shepparton, there's something very interesting happening. Golden Berry Pride have a stall at the Shepparton's Winter City Market.
Indeed. One thing Shepparton loves to do and does really well is getting involved in mainstream events.
Okay.
So the Shepparton Winter City Market in the Maud Street Mall, or Mall, however you like to say it, returns on the 24th and 25th of August. So come on down to the market. GB Pride will have rainbow everything for sale.
I was wondering, I'm like, is this a jam stall? Is this a cake stall?
No, rainbow flags.
It's a queer stall.
Yay, rainbow gear, that's it.
Love it.
Now, moving on to Mildura towards the end of the month, of course, the 31st of this month being August is Wear It Purple Day. Queer Beers in Mildura by Mildura Pride. Tell us a bit about it.
Indeed, you couldn't get much further north in Victoria than Mildura. And Queer Beers doesn't just happen in Warrnambool, but it happens in Mildura too, at Fossey's Gin.
Ah.
If you like a bit of gin, then head to the distillery, which is in Mildura, and Wear It Purple with all the crew up in Mildura.
Now, Wear It Purple Day is a fantastic day where everyone wears a little bit of purple to show solidarity for the LGBTI community. And, I mean, there's going to be more regional Wear It Purple Day events coming up. I'm sure you'll be telling us about all during the month.
I will in the coming week. But this event, yeah, 31st of August, 5 PM onwards at the distillery in Mildura.
Now, of course, in Ballarat, there's the Express Yourself Sexuality and Lifestyle Expo that's going on.
Indeed. Are you guys heading along to that on the 1st of September?
I'm actually going to be in Sydney for an event because I'm doing a performance, so unfortunately I won't be able to go to that.
But I'm going to the Ultimate Queen celebration.
But Ballarat did just recently have a Pride roller derby on the past weekend, didn't they?
Amazing, they did. They've got so much happening. So this is at the Ballarat Trade Hall, never before seen in Ballarat, the Express Yourself Sexuality and Lifestyle Expo. From midday onwards, 1st of September, get down there. All folk, 18 years and over, all genders, all sexualities, Club X and everyone else, check it out.
And I mean, I know everyone can get a little bit going, oh, but Club X or this or that. But remember that we're a part of the alternative lifestyle because we're not the mainstream. So you can go there and celebrate who you are however you like.
And now Milk does a body good, and who doesn't want to launch some milk in Bendigo? Hopefully that's some milk and some snacks.
I've been seeing a whole lot about this on my social media feed. Bendigo has a fantastic LGBTI community and they love to party. So Milk, the launch party, is a new queer night that's happening there, isn't it?
It sure is. At 8 PM on the 7th of September, from 8 p.m. onwards, Canapes on arrival, The Beats by DJ Tonky. Milk is a fun-loving, cheeky, playful, open to all, queer as beep party. Get along to it.
And I hear Lanceable's going to be singing some songs as well. So that's going to be absolutely awesome. It's not that far to just hop in your car and drive to Bendigo and party it up and get some LGBTI regional pride in ya.
Love to see
you. Oh, this all sounds absolutely fantastic. Damien, thank you for joining us once again. If you would like to know about any more events happening out in the regional area of Victoria or beyond for our LGBTIQ community, then you can check out Country Cousins on Joy on Facebook that has all those events. That's also a great space to actually send your event to so they can put it up there so everyone in regional Victoria can see what's going on and can get along and support you. Thank you so much, Jamie, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.